This is TWiT.
The big story of the week this week comes from Matthew Panzerino in TechCrunch. I don't know. He didn't mention anybody else being there. He was one of the five journalists invited to Apple last year during the famous apology tour where Apple said, oops, we blew it. The Mac Pro is a dead end. We have painted ourselves into a corner, and we won't have one for you this year, but we're working on a new one. Matthew went back almost exactly a year later to Apple and got a little peek under the kimono. And there is a Mac Pro, but it won't be ready this year.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if they at least showed off something? I think one of the nicest things one of the most valuable things that came out of that piece was Apple's acknowledgement that their normal position of utter secrecy and denial until they actually unveil the thing was not working out for people who, you know, have to make plans for buying new hardware at a certain set rate of time. So they made the point of one of the reasons why they're conducting these interviews and making these semi announcements was to reassure people that here's what we can show you to reassure you that if you are going to be in a position, we're going to need new hardware in 2019. We might have something for you, but if you need something this year, you best make other plans, because that really kneecaps a lot of people.
I think that's so true. I think I know a lot of people who, you know, they're always asking me about whether or not they should upgrade their Mac. And when it comes to professional Macs, this is definitely something they need to know. Should I invest now? Should I put this on this fiscal year? Should I wait? Is there going to be something in September? If I buy now, did I just waste my money? And I think it was really smart on Apple's part to be transparent about the fact that it's not coming this year and it'll be here next year, but they didn't even give us a specific timeline. Next year could be in the first quarter. It could be at the end of the year, but I think it was really smart to kind of let us know, let the professionals know that if they're thinking of buying, that they're not going to get a new Mac Pro until 2019. And if this has to do with, you know, kind of keeping your financial records together, you might go ahead and purchase at least some of those professional grade Macs before the end of the quarter, because you're not going to get anything new until 2019.
All right, I'm going to give you the negative spin.
That's not a surprise.
Apple saying, please buy an iMac Pro. They're saying, I mean, you're right. It's that message, but you feels like you're saying, oh, isn't this wonderful? But really, what it's Apple saying is, look, just buy the iMac Pro. Please don't wait for a Mac Pro. I understand that's of benefit to some people, and I even said they should tell people if they're going to make something this year or not. But it may could also really be that they're saying, you know, buy the iMac Pro, please buy the iMac Pro.
I don't know that what they're saying, though. I mean, do we want the choice here seems pretty clear. Apple can try and release something because people expect it, or they can wait, make sure it's ready, and, you know, a whole new modular design, whatever that turns out to be and whatever the form factor turns out to be, will be released when it's actually ready to go. Imagine if they release something that really wasn't up to what they wanted. People would be all over it. We'd be slamming them, saying, why didn't they wait? So instead of doing that, they come out and say, we're not going to have it this year. You know, make your plans. If you want to buy an iMac Pro, that's, you know, people can do that. It is a powerful machine. But if you want to wait for this new modular design, then here's our sort of timeline.
Yeah.
Next year.
We did see that with the previous Mac Pro, to be fair. Here is something that you have not been asking us for that does not meet your needs as you choose to define them. Good luck.
Bob, but innovate my ass. Tom Boger, Senior Director of Mac Hardware Product Marketing, Panzerino quotes him as saying, we know there are a lot of customers today that are making purchase decisions on the iMac Pro and whether or not they should wait for the Mac Pro. He doesn't finish that sentence. But I think I can finish it. Don't wait. Right?
Well, that's correct to a certain extent. again, it's valuable to let people know that if you were holding off for, let's say, WWDC particularly, mm-hmm. to say that I bet that they're going to announce something then,
yeah.
to have at least a year in advance, knowing that no, nothing is coming in 2018. You don't need to, if this isn't waiting for Godot, you may as well leave the barren spot with a tree, go back to your motorhome with a microwave oven and the TV, because you're going to have to dig in. I think Apple is also savvy enough to know that a lot of people, this frees up them to not simply say, well, I'm just going to have to buy an iMac. It does free up a lot of people to think, okay, this is where I switch to Windows because I can't wait another year and a half.
That's not what Boger meant. That is not the rest of Boger's sentence.
No, I know that's not what he meant, but that is part of the effect.
There are a lot of pros that will wait.
Yeah.
And some of those industries, including music, are already a bit further behind than what they already have, because in music, I don't know about video or photography, but in music, once you get your system set up, you leave it alone.
Right.
I mean, sometimes there's no updates, there's no nothing, because it's working, it's recording, and any downtime is money. And if they do get a new machine, a lot of times they'll run that in parallel to the old machine that they know works. So you know that a new machine is going to come with the newest operating system. And a lot of times that won't work with some music software until it's updated.
That's a good point.
So
yeah.
Even my music machine, the one that I record all my things on in Logic and Pro Tools, is always an operating system behind. So I'm not running High Sierra on that machine intentionally,
yeah.
because it works right now. And I know when I go in and I plug in my guitar and I set up the mics, I get everything rolling, everything is going to work. If I update something, it could break. So my point is, for those industries, it's not necessarily a bad thing that they're waiting a year. You know, they're not going to care that much. Next year, yeah, studios may bring one in.
But you're not, I'm going to bet, Jim, you're not using the trash can Mac Pro either.
I am not. I'm using an iMac.
Yeah. So you, because that's the real problem. People who bought, as I did, a Mac Pro in 2013 are now sitting in year five saying, oh, another year? Right?
But I don't think that
they're
going to
buy an
those
iMac Pro.
People,
they're going to.
Well, they may. Yeah. They may.
I mean,
that's a definite option with the iMac Pro being as good quality as it is. I think that was one of the reasons why Apple kind of went for that, is that they're not, the Mac Pro is just not going to be ready in time. So here's the supplement. If you really feel like you have to upgrade, if you can't wait, here's the iMac Pro, and it works great, and it's going to satisfy a lot of people's needs. But at the same time, just like Jim is saying, it's true. The people I know with Mac Pro that are using them for music recording or graphics design, they are running old software programs. They're running old operating systems because they don't want to break what currently exists. And so they're the waiters. They're not in a hurry to upgrade. They'll wait until 2019, whereas there are some people who maybe their machine, maybe they're just excited and they want to try something new and different. The iMac Pro is definitely an option, but at the same time, for those Mac Pro users that need that Mac Pro spec, I think Jim has nailed it, that they're willing to wait for sure.